League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right, we're back with Clive Lambert, who is director at Futures Tech, who will give us a little journey through the major charts of the moment. How are you today, Clive?
I'm very good, thank you, Zach. Yes.
Right, should we get on with the task in hand?
Let's do it. Yeah, yep. Let's crack on. Why not?
Right, chart number one, which I hope will reveal itself. Cable.
Cable. Sterling against the US dollar. I think last week I was saying we were on the cusp of a buy signal, some sort of head and shoulders bottom type thing, if we could get through 132.80. And it's duly obliged. And yesterday, on the week ISM numbers out of the US, we saw even further gains and moved away from that neckline. So that is a bullish looking chart for now. What could we do with that today? Looked by a dip back to 133.80, and you know, and if you can get long around there, I think we're looking good for 134.80, and then 130. Hang on, what's the level I've got here? 136.50 is the next target. That's Mr. Fibonacci giving us that target to the upside, as that one continues to go higher.
All right, a question for you, which may be a cheeky one, but is there a possibility that cable may go up the same way it came down? Or in a similar fashion?
I don't think so. I think it could just be a slow, you know, a bit of a grind, to be honest. There's still plenty of hurdles to see off, even above 136.50. You've got 138.30 and 130 and 140 area, which could cause it trouble. But, you know, the measured move target on that pattern is around the 142 area. So it's got some upside scope, but I don't think it will be, you know, there's no... is there a catalyst for it to be a swift move? I'm not sure there is.
Right, well, because we've got Mark Carney speaking to the House of Commons or the Parliamentary Committee today. Maybe he'll reveal something about having got his policy wrong. As far as lowering rates was concerned last month.
Maybe he will. Maybe he'll just do what he always does and confuse everybody, hey?
Okay.
That's the cynic in me.
But look handsome while he's doing it. The next chart here, euro sterling.
Yeah, well, again, that was something that topped out 87.25 in the middle of August and posted a reversal pattern. I think I came on the show around that time and said there was scope for a retracement and we could look back to 83.50 or 83.00, which is an important area of support. Yesterday, we got down to 83.32 and we found some buyers. We posted a very small hammer candlestick on that chart. And after posting a number of red candles, was on the daily over the last couple of weeks, I think that we may be that the selling may be at an end there, and it wouldn't surprise me to see buyers returning on that one now. So again, that's a bit Carney dependent, I suppose.
But a strange chart.
So what that really is saying is that the euro could outperform sterling to the upside in the coming weeks.
Okay, well, let's move along to your next market, dollar yen. And surprise, surprise, yes, we failed. Well, for me, I was looking at it above the 50-day moving average yesterday and I think the last few days. And every time it's gone through the 50-day moving average, that's been the time to go short. And that was the case this time.
Yeah, for me, I'm a fan of Mr. Fibonacci, and he told me that 84.45 was going to be an interesting resistance in that one, and we got to within, we got just shy of that before posting a reversal last week, and then weakness yesterday, and you know we're down at 101.20 all of a sudden, and I think that one will go back to 99.50 and 99.00 at the very least. And
right,
look at the chart. It's a downtrend. It's lower highs and lower lows. It's clear as the nose on your face. There's really nothing to say that you should be trying to pick the bottom on that one. It's a sell rallies market, and it's done the job nicely, that Fibonacci level.
I mean, the only thing there is, to be fair to people who, you know, want to buy a dollar yen, those rallies have been pretty sharp, or the rebounds have been pretty sharp, which is not something you'd, it's uncomfortable.
It can be. You've got to pick your times, and you've got to realise that this is quite a volatile pair, you know. So patience is required, and you know, you can't just be jumping in every 5 minutes.
Okay, next market, which is gold, which has snapped back up again very nicely.
Certainly has. I think last week we were down at 1310, and that was an important support level, but we never closed below there. And then on Friday, the numbers gave us a rally. We needed to take out 1335 to confirm that we were indeed. That everything was good for the gold bugs again. That happened yesterday, and you know, so far today we've been up to 1357. I think we're looking good to retest 1375 in gold, and today, if we see a dip, 1347 or 1341 are the important levels to watch, and the levels where you might consider trying to jump into the long side.
Okay, and next market. I believe is silver, yes.
Nice
turnaround.
Well, yeah, I mean, and again, when gold was selling off and threatening to give a sell signal at 1310 last week, silver was really not having any of it. And if you look at the weekly chart, you can maybe see why. 1850 is a really good level. It was support. That's a weekly chart that I'm showing there. It shows that 1850 was a really big area of support through 2013 and a large chunk of 2014. It broke lower, retested, failed, went down to 1362, I think, was the low. And then we started the recovery trade, which has been pretty nice. And then we got back above 1850, and then 1850 turns up as a support level again. It's been a pivotal level for 2 or 3 years now. We held it. I think we go to $22, maybe, you know, and then we can look to, $26 is the next big area on that chart. Sorry, I'm getting a bit old, and I have to squint at my screen sometimes to see some of these levels on the chart.
We've all been there, I think.
I'm not as old as you, though, Zach.
Well, nobody is. Next market.
Well, I'm talking to you. I've got to finish with the FTSE, haven't I? Surely.
Yep.
Good not to. Had a little consolidation flag type thing that we saw over the last couple of weeks. Broke to the upside on Friday. Didn't quite reach that the recent high there at 69.50. And we have seen some weakness in the last few days. But I'm thinking weakness is a dip buying opportunity right now. I'd like us to hold above the broken top line of that channel, and that's somewhere around 67.90 for the 67.90 for the futures today, which is only about 30 ticks below where we are. So you know, there's an area to defend for the bulls there, and then I think we crack on and have another go at 69.50.
Excellent stuff, Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Have a good day, all.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.